This one didn't start off with blood or shadows or screams. It started with a name. Steve. Simple, right? A new kid transfers into school, makes a friend, blends in like anyone else. But the Quill doesn't write ordinary stories. And this one started disappearing before it even ended. I think that's what scared me the most. Not what happened to Steve, but how fast everyone forgot he was ever here. This is Steve, Act 1. My name's Brian. I'm a junior at Pinecrest Academy. And, well, some weird stuff has been going on recently. It all started around 2 weeks ago when we got a transfer student from our rival high school over at Charleston Prep. To be honest, not too many people noticed. His name was Steve, and for some reason, most students just brushed him off or literally straight up forgot about him. I decided, well, screw it. I'll be the bigger person and introduce myself. I grew up an army brat, so I know how hard it can be to start over. We never stayed anywhere for more than a year or two, so I thought, what the hell, try and be nice to the guy. Steve was a bit standoffish at first, but we found common ground pretty quickly through anime. We started swapping stories about our favorite series, favorite characters, you know, stuff like that. After about a week or so, we'd actually become pretty good friends. That's why, when he didn't show up for school one day, no one really noticed. Except me. I've been really looking forward to talking to him at lunch since we were going to go debrief on the latest episode of the series we were watching. He was the only other person I could nerd out with, so yeah, I was pretty bummed. When he didn't show up for the next 3 or 4 days either, that's when I really started getting concerned. I tried calling and texting Steve a couple times, but he didn't answer. No voicemail either. Eventually, he texted me back and told me he'd come down with the flu and not to worry. He'd be back the next day and we could catch up. I asked why he didn't pick up or why his dad didn't even hear the phone. He said his dad works long hours in construction, usually drinks himself to sleep when he gets home. Probably just didn't hear the phone ringing. It seemed a little off, but whatever. I brushed it off and, well, I went to bed. Next day, Steve was back at school. He looked fine. Actually, he looked better than before. More energetic, almost sharper in a way. It was kind of weird. We caught up on anime and went through the day like, well, any other day. The rest of the week was pretty uneventful, and then we had a long weekend, so my family took a quick trip out of town. When we got back, I saw missing posters around the neighborhood, mostly pets. One of them was our neighbor's golden retriever. Apparently, it had gone missing the day after we left. At the time, I didn't think there was any connection. When I saw Steve again that next day, something about him was different. Brighter, more vibrant. I know this sounds weird, but it was like he was upgraded somehow, like in a video game or anime or something. He had the same face, same voice, but something had changed. That night at dinner, I started talking to my parents about Steve, and they both gave me these really weird looks. My mom asked, "Who's Steve, honey?" I thought she was joking, but her expression was dead serious. I reminded them, "Steve, the transfer student I've been hanging out with the past few weeks?" They looked at each other, confused. My dad finally said, "Must be a new friend you haven't told us about." That stopped me cold. I talked about Steve all the time. He's the only person I hang out with at school lately. I feel like I slipped into an alternate reality or something. Later that night, I texted Steve like, "Dude, you must have some kind of memory-wiping aura around you. My parents don't even remember who you are." He never responded. I wish I would have paid more attention to that, knowing what I know now. The next day at school, Steve wasn't in class again. At first, I figured he was still sick, but after everything that had happened, I couldn't shake the feeling that something was wrong. So I started asking around, "Have you seen Steve today?" Blank stares. "Steve, the transfer student from Charleston Prep. You know, Steve." Nobody had any idea what I was talking about. They insisted we hadn't had a transfer student in years. I was starting to spiral. Was this like an elaborate prank? Had I imagined everything? In homeroom, it got worse. The teacher took roll call and skipped right over Steve's name. His desk sat empty, but the teacher didn't even glance at it. Later, I managed to sneak a look at the attendance sheet. Steve's name wasn't even on it. I felt like I was losing my mind. That night, I called Steve over and over and over again. No answer. Eventually, I drove over to the address he had given me weeks ago. 473 Pine Way. A man answered the door. Older, worn down. Definitely looked like he'd lived a rough few years. I asked if Steve was home. The man blinked.
"Steve? Steve McAllister?"
"Yeah, he lives here, right?"
"I'm Mr. McAllister, but, there's no Steve here. Maybe you got the wrong house, kid."
"This is 473 Pine Way, right?"
That's right."
Everything in my head felt scrambled. Was this the wrong place? No. It was the same address Steve had scribbled in my notebook when we first started hanging out. The man didn't seem drunk. He didn't seem confused. Just honest. I drove home, heart pounding, and I texted Steve. "What the hell, man? I went to your house and your dad said you didn't even exist. What the fuck is going on?" Steve actually replied a few minutes later. "Sorry, my dad was probably out of it. He doesn't sleep well. Don't take it personally." But something in that message felt off. The man who answered the door didn't look like someone who drank himself to sleep every night. He looked like someone who hadn't spoken to another person in a long, long time. That night, I couldn't sleep. I sat in bed just trying to make sense of it all. Finally, I pulled out my laptop and searched Steve McAllister, Charleston Prep. The first article that came up nearly stopped my heart. Charleston Prep student found dead days after homecoming parade. According to the article, Steve had vanished during the parade. Witnesses said he was walking near the back of the procession when he just disappeared into the crowd. His body was found 3 days later, miles from the route. No signs of trauma. No cause of death was ever determined. His parents divorced shortly after. His father reportedly became a recluse, which I saw firsthand. I sat there, staring at the screen for 20 minutes. My skin cold, my thoughts spiraling. Why me? Why am I the only person who remembers Steve? Why can't anyone else recall him? And the question that's been eating away at me ever since. Who or what the hell was Steve?
We're grateful you've chosen to spend your midnight with us. If you've uncovered a theory, a journal fragment, or a story that just doesn't quite sit right in the light, perhaps it belongs in the margins. Send your submissions to themidnightmanuscripts@gmail.com, and maybe, just maybe, your words will appear in red ink between the lines. If you're seeking more than one ending, if you'd like to step beyond the canon and into the unwritten, the circle awaits. Join the waitlist now at themidnightmanuscripts.com to become a member of the Midnight Circle, a quiet place for those who want every story ad-free and complete. This episode was written, produced, and voiced by Bradford Zygmuntowicz. For glimpses behind the quill and updates from the shadows, search for the Midnight Manuscripts on bluesky.com. We'll see you next time when the clock strikes 12 and the page turns again. Remember, some stories don't end when the episode does.